This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Here we go, hour four, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan, and we are live at spring training. You just missed Joe Barlow with Woolchuck and Schiafalo, and then Jared Sandler. We have Eric Nadell here coming up in about 15 minutes or so, so we have a robust baseball conversations going on. That was hilarious, though, guys. I mean, your legend is unprecedented, and I just love how the guys react to some of these ridiculous questions you're firing at them this time around. So is that going to be a recurring bit throughout the week, is those sort of uncomfortable questions?
Definitely, yeah. Okay. We're gonna go in there and we're gonna hit it the same way we have. Really, this is our third year in a row getting to go in there and just have some fun with these guys. Some guys like Joe Barlow really play along; they understand the situation. Other guys perhaps get a little bit more awkward and are surprised that we're not trying to go inside baseball with them.
Yeah,
and so it can throw dudes off guard. Like today, we also got to chat with Sebastian Walcott. The youngster who's
about to turn
19, yeah. You know, and he's a phenom right now, and it was cool to get to meet him because the future is so bright for him. But we caught him off guard quite a bit today.
Right on.
We look forward to doing more of that this week.
We'll hear Walcott maybe a little bit later on in the week. Okay, this spring training coverage is brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. It's brought to you by the On-Time Experts as well. On-Time Experts Air Conditioning and Plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Here's the chief with your football's finest.
Okay, a couple of potential rule changes that are in store for this offseason. We'll see if they agree to them, they being the owners. But the NFL will consider changes to the kickoff rule, including touchbacks moving to the 35-yard line. So they're going to really penalize you for kicking the ball out of the end zone. Right now, they're picking it up at the 25, and they could turn that into the 35-yard line.
Putting Dallas in field goal range right off the kickoff.
Yeah, Aubrey's starting to warm up there at the on the sideline with the kicker's net. If you're starting the drive at the 35-yard line, so
seriously though, just get us 15 yards. We're in range.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. I don't know, like at least compromise and do the 30. And see if we can get some more exciting kickoff plays.
Now, the other one is the banning of the tush push, and it seems like
Green Bay's the one pushing for this.
Yeah, it's the Packers that are really pushing for this. And their CEO, Mark Murphy, says that he says, "I'm not a fan of the play. There's no skill involved." And immediately I'm like, if there was no skill involved, then why can only one team pull it
successfully
off?
Do it, yeah.
Yeah. No other team has proven to be able. It's not like it's copy and paste, and as soon as the Eagles did it, all 31 other teams were like,
that's,
oh, we can easily do this too.
That's a problem.
So it's really not a skillless sort of play, but he says automatic first down on plays of a yard or less. There used to be a rule prohibiting this. It's not so much there now. He says it's bad for the game. I don't know. I don't really care, ultimately. I'm not going to lose sleep over it either way, but the people that are totally
you won't lose
railing
sleep
against it.
Or Mark Murphy won't.
No, Mark Murphy seems like he is.
So you're not going to lose sleep over it.
Yeah, I don't really
until Philadelphia continually gets first downs doing it.
Yeah,
against
I want
the
to
Cowboys.
Out of the game. They have. I don't like it. Get it out of here.
Of course. Yeah, I just think it's a competitive balance type of thing, and objectively, if the defense can't do it, why can the offense do it? We know what the Eagles center calls it, pain. So maybe this is an NFLPA safety issue a little bit. He's got a bad back, right?
Right.
So, you know, I think, but my main opinion is just I don't want to see the Eagles get free first down and free touchdowns when they get inside the one all the time. And it's, I know it's not free. There's a price to be paid, but I think this brings them back to the pack a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, if the Bills, if anybody could just do this, the Bills would have been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, they had issues at the one-yard line at the end zone, right? Like, if it was that easy for them with a big, strong quarterback in Josh Allen, which the Eagles have in Jalen Hurts, not the Eagles do this to perfection, but I'm team get this the hell out of here. Make them figure something else out.
Now, one thing that I really enjoyed to see, like, if I was a Patriots fan, I would like this. I think every quarterback in the NFL should be taking a page out of Drake May's book, as apparently he was in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium while they are still in the thick of their freezing winter temperatures. And he got out there, and he's been practicing in that for the offseason. He's not going to some paradise on the West Coast or whatever where the sun's shining and there's no wind and throwing against air. He's actually practicing in the cold weather, in the frigid climate that he obviously is going to have to be playing in.
Is he practicing by himself?
I don't know exactly who he's practicing with.
He's like throwing in the nets.
Man, high schoolers.
He might be. I don't know. But just that, like that.
Throwing to linemen?
I think all quarterbacks should be doing that. We always see in the offseason, at some point in the summer, it gets to a point where, like, obviously there's not really anywhere you can go to duplicate that type of weather. But if you really want to prepare yourself for what is to come, if you're trying to actually be a Super Bowl champion and you're going to have to go on the road into a cold environment, or you play in a city where your home field is a cold environment, shout out to Drake May for just embracing that, and every single quarterback in the league should be doing it. Even if you're a dome quarterback or you're a warm city quarterback, at some point you're going to find yourself in a freezing cold game that is a must-win situation, and a lot of these guys don't know how to handle it. Yeah. So it's like, come on, every quarterback, especially in that division, like Tua in Miami, you should be doing this. It should be a no-brainer. Every team should mandate it. Get in the cold temperatures and practice this thing.
I mean, your body moves differently. Your hand grips it differently. The ball responds. So there's so much different that I think you need more than the 35 reps that you're going to get twice a season, right? You need thousands of reps under this new set of circumstances for your body to figure out, how do I get the ball to do what I wanted to do when I feel stiff and cold and I can barely grip it?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. The other thing I saw this weekend, two former NFL wide receivers were making some headline news. We'll start with Plaxico Burress. Did you see what he's doing?
Yes, I did.
Or what he did, actually. Because
he had to sell the Super Bowl ring?
He sold. Like, how down bad does he have to be if he's doing this? Plaxico Burress sold his giant Super Bowl ring. It went for $280,000, almost $281,000 at auction.
Does that seem low?
That seems large when you consider it's the highest that anyone has ever paid for a Super Bowl player ring.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of the time when you see these things where guys are down bad and they're selling off a Super Bowl ring, they're just trying
90,
to make whatever 000, they can.
Yeah.
I figured for some reason they'd go for, especially that one, would go for much more considering it was, I mean, it's
it one ended the perfect season.
It might be the biggest upset in Super Bowl.
That's
history.
An insane amount of money, though. I don't know if I'd be on the market to sell my Super Bowl ring, but if I found out I could get $281 for it. Now I'm taking bids. I can't take this thing with me, you know?
So you don't even think necessarily he's down bad financially. He's just taking advantage of a great business opportunity. But it was at an auction. So you're putting that in there kind of blindly, I would think, like not knowing exactly how this thing's going to take off.
I think he's down bad. I think he's down bad.
I mean, he made almost $30 million in his career. And he's done some. I mean, he was working with Fox Sports. I don't know if he's still doing TV stuff. But for a while, he was doing Fox Sports NFL analyst stuff. So, you know, making some money that way. But, Yeah, I was surprised to see that, but he did make out pretty nicely, almost $281,000 on his Super Bowl ring.
Probably paid off a debt he had.
The other guy who is a former NFL wide receiver that made some news this weekend was, of course, old Steve Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
I mean, the cojones only got to call him, right?
Yeah.
This is the whole way this whole thing's played out.
He backed
insane.
Him down, though. He backed Steve down.
Yeah, yeah. Steve had not
Steve
really
had
much
no
else
answer
to say.
He hung up on
you
him.
You know, you're not on a moral high ground. That's for sure. Mm. It's like, what do I do? Am I going to beat the guy up too? No. This has gone public now. If I do this, it's, you know, so I think you got to. I mean, nice job, I think, by Steve, the situational awareness to think I'm probably being recorded right now.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm surprised we don't hear about these a little bit more often, considering how popular these guys are and how many, you know, beautiful ladies manage to work in NFL buildings.
Well, that was the thing about this one is we saw the photos of this lady. It wasn't like it was a total rocket 10 out of 10 kind of deal, but that's sort of beside the point.
Yeah.
Let's shout him out, Gav.
Apparently, okay. You know, obviously we know Steve Smith played for the Ravens.
Yeah.
And
what's this lady's name?
I don't even know this lady's name.
Well, gosh darn
but she's
did
the,
she run the band or
she
something
ran
like
the marching band for yeah. the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens band, yeah.
And so married Steve Smith, and this lady who happened to be married as well, no. had been in a relationship secretly for I don't even know how long, but the husband of the lady found out about it, and then he just aired it all out, screenshots, pictures, and all these different stuff on Twitter. And so he let the cat out of the bag. And I was surprised that, I mean, I guess not surprised because when you're in an emotional state like that, you might do stuff that maybe he regrets it now. He's deleted the Twitter account that everything came from. But yeah, this dude completely called out Steve Smith after he found out that Steve Smith had been hanging out with his wife in some ways that nobody wants their wife to be hanging out with. And so. Now, I don't know, Steve Smith's sort of gone silent on this matter.
Sure.
I wonder, he's probably, you know, he's probably down bad with the fact that, because I'm like, I can't.
He's married too, right?
Yeah, he's married too.
Oh, I did not
so,
realize he was also married.
Yeah, so like ultimately, I get this guy is now, like, he's completely ruined the public image of his own wife, who is probably now going to be his ex-wife. And then also for Steve Smith, now cat's out of the bag there. So like, Steve, you're also getting in trouble. But in yep. the midst of that, you, as the guy whose wife has been cheating on you, you've just let all that out. And I can't imagine ever wanting to do that. I'd want to keep that as close to the vest as possible. I mean, because he got super emotional about it, as anyone
yeah.
would. And then just put it all out for the internet to feast on. Mm. And I don't know if that's a place you want to find yourself. Everybody, nobody won in this situation. He's probably feeling yep. miserable. The wife is feeling miserable. Steve Smith and his wife feeling miserable. Just an absolute disaster class of a situation. And there were videos from a couple of years ago, I guess, where Steve Smith became the marching band conductor for the Ravens for a game. And it's like, okay, how did he slip into that particular role? I think we've connected the dots.
Yes. Or inside. I was thinking maybe it was the introduction.
Maybe it was the introduction.
Yeah. Sure. He liked being conducted and guided, you know, through stuff. I don't know.
But a lot of guidance.
just a crazy deal. I guess, like, if, you know, if you learn something like that, it would be best to get some distance and strategize before you throw something out there on social that you might later regret. I think he was probably just thinking, I want revenge.
Right. The revenge factor.
What I feel bad for is the kids that are involved that have to read this about their parents.
Yes.
You know, it's going to live forever on
right.
social. So no matter how horrible that it gets, I wouldn't want to drag it out in public where there would be a permanent record. And, you know, I'm basically in the you know, newspaper back pages for scandalous stuff.
Yeah,
it's just
dude.
Rough.
And how about the Baltimore Ravens? They can't shake it.
Yeah.
The off-the-field disasters.
Yeah. I mean, some families, like, you know, local sports team owners, they're used to it. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, it's another day of the week. I got this lawsuit coming up. I got this gal, this situation going on. But I think for the rest of us, it would just be shocking to have that level of scandal, you know, coming right to your inside your living room. All right, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live in Surprise, and it's brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. It's also brought to you by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Eric Nadel's going to join us. We'll give you a look at the top sports headlines of the day and more, and we're back with that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here in the nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time to hit the expressway. We go commercial free to the top, and Eric Nadel joining us here in just a second. The expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. And our spring training coverage brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing. Same-day service guaranteed as we're live in Surprise all week long. And it was great today. Rangers went crosstown and beat Cleveland 11-3. And we're going to watch them tomorrow. Yeah, and have Evan Carter playing, Kamar Rocker, and Eric Nadel joins us now here on your home of the Rangers. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. I'm anxious to get down there this weekend. I was thinking if they're not going to win any games, I might have to get down there faster.
Yes. Yeah, we're missing you. And I do always love your honest assessments this time of year. We were just hoping, I mean, kind of having some fun with it, but 9 runs in the first inning today. Is the Rangers offense back?
Well, if they could face those pitchers every day, I think you'd say they're back, but I was listening to it, and it was a pretty disgraceful inning from the White Sox standpoint. They were extremely sloppy and giving out all kinds of gifts.
Okay. Well, what do you think on paper of the lineup as it looks now?
I think it's in great shape. I mean, Jock Peterson had a home run today to the opposite field. Josh Young's healthy. Evan Carter's healthy. Jake Berger's already looking good at first base. So it's going to be a really tough lineup to navigate 1 through 9. It's really hard to imagine when you look back at last year that the Rangers went from averaging about 5.5 runs a game in their World Series winning year to averaging 4.2 runs a game last year. You know, that's a really calamitous fall off, and all kinds of reasons for it, but it's hard to believe that this team averaged only 4.2 runs a game.
Eric, when I got to slide in and fill in for Jared and do, you know, pre and post, one thing that he always told me with spring training was don't overreact. Like, it's spring training. What is the best way to kind of weigh what you see in spring training to have maybe a fair, better judgment of what to expect heading into the regular season?
I guess the best way to put it, Zach, is don't go by what you see in the box score. You know, you can see a guy, you know, went 2-for-2, and they might have both been bloops. You know, our guy went 0-for-4. You know, he might have hit 4 rockets. You know, you need to see it to really have an appreciation for, you know, whether the outcomes were lucky or not. But it's, you know, it's a matter of who are they facing. Are they facing minor league players? You just can't take any of it that seriously, except for the kind of stuff and control that pitchers are featuring, and, you know, whether batters are hitting the ball hard or not. If you're looking at, you know, defensively, you know, what does Evan Carter look like in center field? That's something to keep in mind, although you have to realize that in Arizona it's really difficult to read the ball off the bat. You have the high sky. A lot of balls get lost in the sun here. But just take everything with a grain of salt, Zach, is I guess the best way to put it.
Eric, when your Hall of Fame broadcasting career, you've called spring training games in Arizona and in Florida. Which was your favorite place to do that?
It's interesting, Brian, you know, when we moved to Arizona, I was really not happy about it. I loved being in Florida, even though the travel was exhausting. Mm-hmm. You know, the closest place to the Rangers in Port Charlotte was about an hour away in Fort Myers and in Sarasota. And here, the farthest place is an hour away. And so I missed the beach and I missed the whole feel of Florida, yeah, I didn't miss that travel. And once we got out to Arizona and started reaping the benefits of the travel in Arizona and the much better weather for that matter, you know, for the lack of humidity and the lack of rain too during spring training, I became a huge fan of Arizona, and I like it a lot more in Arizona now, and I'm glad we're out there.
Yeah, me too. It's Eric Nadel here with you on 105.3 The Fan. What kind of a score do you give Chris Young for putting this thing back together?
I think he's done a great job given the restrictions, you know, on the budget, where, you know, they don't want to go over the luxury tax threshold, and I certainly understand that. But the way that he's pieced the bullpen together, you know, I think has been masterful. You know, getting the two bats that he got in Jake Berger and Jock Peterson. The Rangers have pretty much, you know, filled the holes they needed to fill. It's interesting to look at the Ranger bench, which is, you know, as it's currently constituted going into the season, is, you know, it's a pretty deep bench. You know, you've got four guys there you don't mind bringing off the bench as pinch hitters. You know, if one of them is Josh Smith and one of them is Ezekiel Duran and one of them is Kyle Higashioka and the other one is Leody Taveras, that's a really good-looking bench. And then you figure with all of the relief pitchers that he's brought in, you're going to hit on a few of them. You know, they're all veterans who have had success in the past. Finding the closer, of course, is the biggest challenge. And, you know, that's something you figure if anybody can work that out, it's going to be Bruce Bochy.
Who is your favorite right now to maybe slide into that closer role?
I guess you'd give it to Chris Martin to start the season, just based on the superb numbers that he's had the last couple of years as an eighth inning guy. You give him a shot at it. If it doesn't work out, well, then it's a matter of who's pitching best at that point. Is it Robert Garcia or is it Sean Armstrong or Jacob Webb? But I think you give Chris Martin every opportunity.
See any good shows lately, Eric?
Oh, I saw one Saturday at Tulips in Fort Worth. That was a revelation. Sax player, singer, that's right, she does both, not at the same time, but in the same song. And her name is Vanessa Collier. And I would strongly recommend you check her out. She's nominated for 3 Blues Music Awards this year. She's had 15 nominations over the last 5 years or so. She is fantastic, and she was born in North Richland Hills, but this was the first time she'd ever played in Fort Worth. And she is marvelous. She's fantastic. And since you asked me about shows, I want to put a plug in for my birthday benefit concert. That's coming up on May 29th. We have Shiny Ribs and the Secret Sisters, and it's going to be at the Longhorn Ballroom. The tickets just went on sale a few days ago at longhornballroom.com, and it's all to benefit the Grant Halliburton Foundation, doing great work on mental health issues in schools.
Well, Eric, that's a bigger venue, so good for you on that one. Do you like the bigger venues or the intimate venues when you watch music?
You know, I like the smaller venues. We're moving to the bigger venue because we really ran out of space. The concert was selling out so fast, and the sponsorships were selling out so fast. We wanted to go to a larger venue where we could accommodate more people and more sponsors. And the people who own the Kessler also own the Longhorn, and they did just a sensational job in putting it back together and putting in an incredible state-of-the-art sound system. And it's their 75th anniversary. So this fits in nicely with the 75th anniversary of the venue, which was originally owned by Bob Wills.
Of the Texas Playboys.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of memorabilia in there from Bob Wills and all the people who've played there over the years. James Brown, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette, George Jones. Just the list goes on and on. Very famous concert by the Sex Pistols. Where there were some police involved by the time it was over. But if people who haven't been to a show yet at the Longhorn need to check it out. May 29th is the date of my concert. But don't wait till then to go see a show there. There's lots of great ones.
Yeah, Johnny Rotten would never cause any problems with that Sex Pistols concert, right there?
Apparently some woman punched him while the concert was going on and bloodied him up a little bit.
There you go.
And why she punched him is still subject to a lot of debate.
Eric, can you do a great job painting the picture for us on the radio. I saw a photo of you breaking bread with some other legendary voices of DFW sports, Chuck Cooperstein, Brad Sham, recently. Take me inside a dinner between you, Coop, and Sham. You guys just tearing it up. Who's talking with their mouth open? And who's the bib guy? Who's the guy that's tucking the napkin in the neck?
Oh, man, it's so much fun. We're only, we were just sorry that Josh Bogorod couldn't make it. He was planning to come, but his sons apparently reached the finals of a hockey tournament. And even when he's not working, he's going to hockey games and watching his kids play. So he wasn't there. We had had a couple of occasions years ago where the three of us and Ralph Strangis were together, but we haven't had one yet with all four of us, including Josh. But it really depends on what's going on as to who talks the most. Of course, what we wanted to talk about most of all was the Luka trade.
Yeah.
And so I think Chuck might have dominated. He might have had the most airtime for the man show. He had the territorial advantage. But they were also really interested in the way this Rangers sports network has come together, and how the Rangers were going to handle the TV package and the way that we are going to simulcast the radio and TV pre- and post-game shows. And, Jared's going to be the master of ceremonies trying to pull all that off. So there was a lot of talk about that, too. And, of course, there's always Cowboy talk. And, with a new coach and all that, Brad was certainly not left out of it.
Awesome stuff, as always, Eric. Appreciate you whenever you can join the show, and look forward to seeing you out here in Surprise.
Hey, thanks. And for those in DFW, I'm going to be on the Good Day Texas on Fox 4 tomorrow morning at 8:20, talking about another great event that Grant Halliburton Foundation is having, the Beacon of Hope Luncheon, at which Drew Robinson is going to be speaking, the former Ranger and suicide attempt survivor. I'll actually be doing a Q&A with Drew, and if people are interested in going to that, it's Tuesday, March 25th. they can go to granthalliburton.org and get all the details and check it out.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Have a great night.
Thanks, guys. Great to talk to you. I guess I'll miss you. I'm coming in on Saturday. You'll be going the other way, huh?
All righty. We'll catch up with you back in DFW then, sir. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Salute. There he goes. Eric Nadel with you here on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. That Drew Robinson story is just unbelievable. And looking forward to that conversation there with Eric Nadel. Okay, some of the big stories of the day. Combine cranking. Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders not going to do any of the combine workouts. Sources confirming this morning. It's resonating, but I feel like this story's kind of becoming a nothing burger because I'm used to it.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like NFL teams are going to hold it against him.
No, you won't, because what's going to happen is he's going to work out in Boulder. He's got all his receivers. Several of them are draftable receivers. I mean, you might even get Travis Hunter out there catching some routes for him. So, yeah, and then with Pat Shurmur, the OC at Colorado, former pro coach, former head coach, he'll script it. He'll get with the NFL coaches and the scouts. He'll have an understanding of what they want to see. So this is nothing really new with the quarterbacks. What's new, though, is other positions, you know, not wanting to do things.
Like Abdul Carter, we found out today, not going to work out. Ashton Jeanty not working out.
And you're lucky if you're going to get a workout out of any of those guys. And, you know, so, you know, that's whether you get a 40. And we've kind of grown accustomed to the NFL of, like, being able to do these workouts, whether it's at Indy or, you know, at the school or the players' hometowns. But, boy, it sounds like a lot of guys are just saying, listen, you look at my tape, you know what kind of player I'm in. I am. Here's the character stuff, and then I'm not going to work out for you. I'm not just going to.
The only way I'm downgrading is if, you know, I need something that I have a concern on from the film addressed by seeing your speed or seeing your powers being some sort of a drill. And I just think quarterback, if you're the right height, you can see the completion percentage. A lot of the questions are answered in the film. The big Cowboy stories, Stephen Jones saying they'll be selectively aggressive in free agency, probably still not a big splash move, but local and national media all pouring over this quote. What exactly does it mean? You know, could they bring back all of their guys? Could they go outside of the Cowboys and make the team significantly better? Probably not, you know, but at least they're not going to let the cupboard go totally bare, I think is probably the biggest takeaway. Enough spending here to maybe keep Osa and Jordan Lewis, and I'd love to see Tank come back if they could. We haven't talked much about him. You know, Rico Dowdle would give you certainty at running back that, hey, we can do a serviceable job here and maybe, you know, look for a star player in the draft, but we're not going to force it. So there's a – and he went back to the line saying we're going to look to address all of our roster needs before we get to the draft. So you got to fill it out one way or another, Brian.
Yeah, well, this is – what is this? The Missouri, the show me state?
Mm-hmm.
You got to show me.
No doubt. I mean,
every year you kind of talk about – they talk about love to draft and develop and all that. But what that team in Philadelphia showed you, you have to be able to draft, you have to be able to use free agency, and you have to be able to make trades. And if you're only doing one of the three, you're really not building your team the right way. And they've kind of run into that the last couple of years.
They might just be teasing us. And at this point in the life cycle, the excitement of the story, I could use it.
I expect the tease here.
We're living the good life here in Surprise, Arizona, covering spring training 2025 here with your Texas Rangers. And for more of the good stuff, let's go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live.
Okay, General, I am drinking alkaline water. Almost had a gallon of it today. And I'm thinking it's time to start L.A. Live.
Let's go.
All right, you square.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
My 3-year-old, we're working on colors with him. We're trying to teach him colors. And I wanted to do it in a fun way, so I was like, I'll do it with M&Ms. He gets it right. He gets to eat an M&M. That's pretty fun. So I showed him a blue one. I'm like, what color is that? He goes, yellow. I'm like, oh, that's not good. I showed him a red one. I'm like, what color is that? He goes, green. This goes on and on. He doesn't get any right. I still gave him a few M&Ms to eat because I felt bad. I tell my wife, I'm like, he didn't get any right. And she goes, oh, my God. I hope he's not colorblind. I'm like, let's hope he is colorblind. Because if not, we've got ourselves an idiot.
Where do I go from here?
Yeah, this is LA Live for Monday, February 24th, 2024. Hey. Damn, my dad's birthday is tomorrow. And I have nothing. I got to hit up the cigars and some liquors or something. Damn.
Yeah. Great day. Yeah. February 25th. I love that day.
February 25th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded hip hop group out of Dallas, PPT, for naming today. So I call it Monday, Friday. Monday, Friday vibes in LA Live is just where I go over some things I've seen over the weekend down the timeline or maybe on TV or wherever. Last week, I got to make a little update. A little update right here, fellas. Last week I said the Brahms burger wasn't the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came out of my mouth a little too early and said
okay,
that.
Okay, there we go. That's what I wanted to hear.
Fan texter told me, hey, man, go back and try it again. It could have been just that burger at that particular location at that particular time. And he was right.
Gotta see that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a bad burger.
It happens. Yeah. Got a double bacon cheeseburger over there, and that joint was slamming at Brahms.
Extra mayo.
Extra mayo. You know me, man. Now, I'm not a fan of the fries at Brahms.
No.
The crinkles.
Yeah, so I did go with some straight plain Lay's.
Okay. Never go wrong.
Yeah, because they don't have onion rings at Brahms.
It's a great chip. It's so underrated out here, man. That just regular plain-ass Lay's. Mm. The salty Lay's, man. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, there you go.
Highly
those crinkle cuts, I figured they have too much of the fluffy stuff in them.
Yeah.
You know, yes. It's too much like a baked potato. It's a plain baked potato with that.
Brahms does a good job of salting them, though, but I understand it because they don't have the onion rings.
Yes.
Why does Brahms have onion rings?
That's surprising.
What's the deal there? That's surprising.
They only have the fries. You're right.
You would think they would have onion rings or at least tater tots or something.
Mm-hmm. Tater tot, yeah. I guess they don't want to be Sonic then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sonic is known for the tater tots, right?
Like has a hold on all the tots, right? I mean, other places have tots.
They got a chokehold on those onion rings, though. They got them sweet onion rings.
That sugar batter.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, they got that.
They're the best in the game.
And they got a handle on the drinks you can mix with alcohol.
Yes.
They got that going for them.
Yes.
Bring you to get an order for those onion rings and take out the onions. I'll do that if the breading's good enough, Lucius. I will.
Dawson eats onion rings the same way that Dan Orlovsky eats Reese's.
What are we doing?
Yeah, man, you're right. All those little sweet little drinks they have at Sonic.
Yes.
You get you a little fifth of gin. Not gin, excuse me. Rum.
Rum.
Put the rums in there.
You can make you some island drinks out of those drinks, yeah.
Yeah. Don't do the gin. You end up fighting somebody. Don't do the gin, bro. Don't do that.
You're telling me.
Yeah. All right, G-Back of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, send it to me at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, though, when I go there, it is sad. Facebook is just sad.
Yeah.
God, is that like
I don't go there often.
Man.
Like, wow, look at all these people that have been messaging me.
Oh, yeah, that part. There's a lot of that. But it's always sad information, man. Always. Yep. Or you can follow us all. You find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Our winner right here comes from the world of hockey, Buffalo Sabres broadcaster, Rob Ray, took another puck to the face at the very beginning of the darn game.
But the puck has dropped and it's 4-0. In the opening period. And Razor just took another one. And that was a rocket. Doctors checking Razor out very quickly. That was close to the eye.
Out.
Be all right.
Checking him out.
He's just a hoser.
Yeah.
Let me see him one more time, please.
The puck has dropped and it's 4-0. In the opening period.
It was the most well-executed F-word in broadcast history.
Well, it was so
that's
good.
How I want to cuss always, right there.
It was really good. You would have thought Bernie Mac was cussing out there. It was just perfect.
He's almost mad at it.
Samuel L. Jackson, the way he cussed. It's that damn good.
Hall of Famer.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Hey, one more time.
Yeah.
There we go. I got to get that vibe right. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. I got some dating rumors for you. Yeah, I'm about to be a little messy. Mm. Yeah, it's a little messy sound. The messy's on TMZ. Coach Prime Deion Sanders is allegedly dating Karrueche Tran.
Okay, I got to get my Google.
Oh, Victor Cruz's. Wasn't that a Victor Cruz special?
Yes, that was Victor Cruz old beef right there. When
Chris
I seen this,
Brown?
Yes, Chris Brown. Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Made it one of the most iconic toxic ex-boyfriend photos of all time, Chris Brown and Karrueche Tran, when he caught her coming out of the club. And he was leaning. You got to see that photo. And he was leaning hard trying to figure out what's going on, bro. Toxic photo. And the game. The game was allegedly connected to her at one point. But, yeah, if Coach Prime, man, and Karrueche Tran, when I seen this on my timeline, not going to lie, I kind of swung my fist in the room a few times like Trey on Boys in the Hood. I said, oh, come on, man. Damn. Just a little upset. But, you know, good for him, man. There's an automatic W for Coach Prime, if that is the case.
Yeah, that's huge. Salute to him. Still got it.
Did you look her
still
up yet?
I did.
Yeah, she's a baddie.
You know,
bro.
I thought when he shaved his beard on Super Bowl week. I thought it took 10 years off him.
Maybe it was those Bella twins, Lou, just giving him the confidence.
Yeah, see? Yeah. And he works with that other beautiful lady that was on 106 in Park, Roxy. And then there was some rumors around those two, and they came out and killed those real fast. Well, shout out to Prime, man. Still winning, bro.
He's very smooth. He's got unrelentless and unbeatable swagger.
Sure, yeah, but I mean, like when you got feet like he does,
yeah,
and you can and you're pulling a Karrueche, I mean,
that's
impressive no matter who you are.
Yeah, I thought about that too because like she's known for having, you know, sexy feet.
Oh really?
And he has no foot. It's crazy to me.
Opposites attract.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, bro?
She's like, don't worry, honey, I got the sexy foot game down for us.
Got us, bro. It's amazing right there. Yeah, automatic L for Coach Prime. I mean, automatic W, excuse me, for Coach Prime, if that is true out there. And a big L to Steve Smith Jr. or senior.
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 Wow. And junior.
Yeah, senior.
And junior. Yeah, junior. Yeah, the whole damn household.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they got a pet dog in the house, he's a little uncomfortable. They can feel that tension.
No, yeah. They can.
Steve Smith Jr. was a married man. No, he is a married man involved in this love triangle.
What do you think? Open relationship, maybe? With Steve and his wife?
That'd
Steve
be real his? Sloppy if it was. Because the text messages were awful. Rearranging IUDs and things? That's crazy.
Yeah, because he didn't seem too bothered.
Who?
Steve.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? Mr. Martinez, who's getting cheated on, called in. You're not supposed to call up like that. He had all the proof in the world that your girl was cheating. You don't need to call the guy. You already know who the guy is. You can read the text message to say what they're saying. You don't have to tag Antonio Brown, TMZ, the Ravens, TaylorMade Golf, all into these screenshots.
Yeti coolers.
Yeti? What is Yeti coolers going to do, bro? What are we going to do with this information, man?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I saw it, man. I really couldn't. And the lashing out at Steve when, yes, of course, he's certainly in the wrong, but that I feel like all that anger needs to be directed towards your wife.
Well, you know how hard it is to say no to Steve, Eric. Come on.
100% need to be talking to your wife about that and not Steve. You check the girl, not the G. Steve's going to have his own problems at this point. I'm pretty
sure. That's good advice. He might have thought he was going to get rich off the Twitter algorithm until he realized.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Even the biggest tweets get like $12.
Come on, man.
That's all I got for this.
This happens a lot to dudes out here. Your old lady might creep off on you. But see, we don't put it on the timeline. We don't go around telling everybody. You know, we keep it to ourselves.
Yeah, he's kind of clout chasing here.
He crashed out, bro.
It was hurting him.
He probably likes the Ravens. He probably cheered for Steve Smith at one point in his life. So now, you know.
Yeah.
Probably shook that man's hand. You know how the women do. You have you shake that man's hand.
Oh, it's tough.
Yeah. Can you help him take his stuff to the car, please, honey? Yeah.
Sure.
I like this guy.
You got to be careful how hard you're sweating these athletes around the house. You know what I'm saying?
There were some really funny tweets that were involved with this whole thing. Someone said Steve Smith cheated on his wife for Jeff Van Gundy. LOL.
Yeah.
Lock him up and throw away the key, bruh.
Yeah, he's got a type. Shout out to that man, Mr. Martinez, bro. He remind me of Por Favor Montoya.
Por favor Montoya. Por favor. Por favor Montoya. Montoya.
Crash it out.
Montoya, vuelve. Montoya, por favor.
Don't crash out.
Ah!
Crashed
showing out, man. Sad thing right there.
She didn't just enjoy her extramarital affair. She was raving about it.
Hey, yeah, shout out to Steve Smith for just, you know, he apologized.
Sorry.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah. Someone said, Steve Smith said sorry like he just accidentally bumped into somebody.
My bad, dog.
Laugh my ass off.
Oh, that's you? My bad, man.
Oh, my bad.
That's you?
Sorry about that, man.
Sorry about that, bro. We straight?
Yeah, well, we're good, though, we're right?
Good. Yeah, we good, man. We good. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Boy, that's funny. Got a little update for you again. The white substance found in Marcus Jordan's pockets during his recent arrest turned out to be ketamine and not cocaine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Special K.
He's on. Yeah. Yeah, but he was in a K-hole.
So what is ketamine doing to you? Like, why do you have ketamine in your pocket? What is that? I don't even know.
It's like a hallucinogen.
Oh, okay.
It's like psilocybin and what's that other stuff? You put on your tongue.
LSD.
Acid, yeah, LSD.
That's where Brian's
supposed
to chime in.
No, I missed out. It said
Blue dolphin.
It goes under your tongue, not on top.
Okay,
of your
my
tongue.
Bad. Okay. Look at
thank
it.
You, expert. Thank you.
It gets in your bloodstream.
Thank you, King Wasabi.
It gets in your bloodstream quicker if you put it under your
just
tongue.
Under, not over, you idiot.
Yeah. Come on, know what you're doing in the drug world here, okay?
I was reading about this guy that I follow on Twitter who went to a ketamine retreat where like doctors put you under the influence of it or whatever, and then you go through like high level therapy.
Yeah.
Like I didn't think it was a thing people would take to party.
Well, did you see Elon Musk at the inauguration?
No. Was he on that?
He was in a 100% K-hole.
Yeah.
Where your eyes start doing this loopy thing, and you start looking up in the sky, and you get caught just going around in circles. He was 100% in a K-hole, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, it must be a party drug now.
Did you see the other day he's got that 4-year-old son? He just left him. He walked off the stage.
Yeah.
He found one of his handlers.
Kid was like, where is he? Just walked right off the stage without him.
Yeah.
He's got like 11 kids. They might be hard to keep track of.
Yeah, that's a true thing. What's the kid's name? Slash?
And Dash.
Dash.
Semicolon.
Yeah, get over here, pound. Sharon Osbourne has been known to do some ketamine. Pete Davis.
Sharon!
Davison, he said he was addicted to it at one point in time. Amber Rose says she used it for therapy. Lamar Odom said it got him off the drugs. Matthew Perry,
that was
Chrissy Teigen said it calmed her down from jumping on people online.
Chrissy Teigen.
And Gwyneth Paltrow, she's just weird, so she's just taking it, you know, just like she's coffee just in the morning. Yeah, just weird, bro. What else did I see? Oh, Big Shaq. Speaking of drugs, Big Shaq said he popped for cocaine. On the drug test? Yeah. Listen to this.
Olympics, 96 Atlanta. They told us not to eat before we take the drug test. I take the poppy seed.
First of all, they told him not to eat before he take the drug test. What did Shaq do?
Eat.
Yeah, come on, bro. He could. Come on, man. He just
number
couldn't.
7 with an extra roll.
No,
Olympics, 96 Atlanta. They told us not to eat before we take the drug test.
He couldn't help it.
I take the poppy seed. You know, you remember Chuck, you know, you got to stand alive for 3-4 hours. I see them poppy seed motherfuckers. Horace Ballmer come to the room and said, man, I'm disappointed. I tested positive for cocaine. And I was like, hold on. Right. First of all, the surgery killed me. My mother killed me. I've never done it like that. Then they did the research and the poppy seed motherfuckers had the same derivatives as cocaine. So. That's the only problem I have with, like, you know, the NBA. So they tell you not to take this, and that, but something that's not on the list can be a derivative of something that you're not supposed to take, and you can mess up that way.
Is he mistaken?
Yeah.
I thought poppies were, like, close to the opioid type of vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he might have got his street drugs mixed up there.
That's probably good, though, that he doesn't
know.
It's probably good that he doesn't know the drugs like that.
It was one of those that killed John Belushi.
Well, he wasn't doing drugs and stuff, but he was putting teammates' mouthpieces up his rear end.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. What else we got for you boys? That's crazy. No, I'm not going to do that. Don't have time. All right, that's it. Oh, yeah, Yum Brands. Yum Brands is moving KFC, their headquarters, to Plano. You guys seen that?
Oh, Young Brams. Okay.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Greg Abbott wants KFC to become Texas Fried Chicken after they moved to Plano. Yeah, again.
TFC, baby.
Yeah.
Be a big move.
There you go.
It's a hot brand.
Huge.
Thank you, Lucius.
Yep. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing. Creek don't rise. That's my time. Holla.
Salute. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bank Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're at the home of the Rangers, at least every spring training, Surprise Stadium here in Arizona, and we're coming back with a proper round-trip roll, Chuck.
We got Rangers observations and trolling the Yankees. That's next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.